Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Which Moped with Chrome-Plated Handlebars at the Back of the Yard, a short story by Georges Perec, starting at the beginning. There was once this character called Caramanless, or something like that. Carawack? Carawash? Carapet? Well, anyway, Carathingy. It was a weird enough name, whatever it was, a name that rang bells, that stuck in your mind. He might well have been an abstract Armenian from L'École de Paris, a Bulgarian wrestler, a lump of Macedonian fruit jelly. Anyway, a character from round thereabouts. A Balkan, a Yugurtophage, a Slavophile, a Turk. But right there and then, and for the past 14 months, he had been a buck private in a transport regiment in Vincennes. And among his mates figured a bosom pal of ours, Sergeant Henry Pollock himself, exempted from Algeria and overseas service, a sad tale. He'd been an orphan since his tenderest babyhood, an innocent victim, a poor little mite chucked out onto the big city streets at the age of 14 weeks, and leading a double life. While the sun shone, he would go out about his sergeantly duties, bawling out the men on fatigue duties and engraving pierced hearts and abrasive slogans on the latrine doors. But when the half past of 1800 hours chimed, he'd straddle his futting little moped with chrome-plated handlebars, and on the wings of a storm, drive back to his native Montparnasse, for he had been born in Montparnasse, where his dearly beloved was, his digs, us, his mates, and his darling books, would metamorphose into a dashing young'un, soberly, yet neatly dressed in a green sweater with red stripes, screw-whiff trousers, and a pair of the most pump-like pumps imaginable, then come to meet us, his mates, in the cafes where we'd natter on about eats, movies, and the meanings of life. Then, come the morning, our Henry Pollock would slip back into his soldier's uniform, his khaki shirt, his khaki trousers, his khaki kepi, his khaki tie, his khaki jacket, his beige raincoat and his nut-brown shoes, would straddle once more his putting little moped with chrome-plated handlebars, would rerun, with his heart in his boots, the journey the other way round, leaving behind him his darling books, us his mates, his digs and his dearly beloved, even his native Montparnasse, for it was there that he had been born, and drive back to Vincennes's Fort Neuf, where a tough day was waiting for him, just like any of the other 471 days which the mothering mother of a son of a bitch of national service had already put him through, or any of them, but let's not anticipate, 379 days that it still would. Then our Henry Pollock would purse his lips, correct his posture, would pass, chin up, in front of the large three-coloured flag, in front of the guard post, in front of the captain who he saluted, the lieutenant who he saluted, the acting adjutant provisional assistant sergeant major who he no longer saluted, preferring to charge pavements ever since that day when they had words, and the company men, good old Karaskoff, good old Falampin, von Ostrak, a foul racist, and little La Verrière, warmly nicknamed Icebreaker, who would all hail him with assorted bird calls, for he was pretty well liked, was Henry Pollock. Then a hard day of military travail would begin, with its reports, its calls, its recalls, its mushy peas, its lukewarm beer, its jugs of plonk, its fatigue duties, its thumb twiddling, its exercises in style, its rusty tin cans sent reeling over cropped lawns by skilful boots, its cigarettes, its gaspers, its snout. A majestic Apollo would so slowly near his zenith. The hours dragged by, as though through an hourglass filled with sandstone. No doubt the reader will deplore this platitudinous image. No matter, let him appreciate its geological pertinence. Here ends the reading. Have a very nice day.